This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Today we focus on the efficiency of the American dairy producer, and we profile one of the last new dairies built out west who's invested in a carousel milking parlor and a plan for more robots in the future. Dairy Radio Now's Patrick Cavanaugh with more.
Frank Mendoza is a dairyman in the Tulare County area of Tipton, as well as president of the Western United Dairymen, which is based in Modesto. And Mendoza told us that he's among the last new dairies built in California and has a lot of automation.
Well, we have a number of things. We built a new carousel dairy. It's a lot less stressful on the cows. And along with that, we installed two sort gates to be able to handle the individual cow. Instead of locking up 100% of the cows daily, we just deal with a small percentage of the cows that need to be handled. We built an 80-stall carousel, so currently it's only taking us about 7 hours to milk all of our cows, but at capacity, it'll run 2 10-hour shifts.
And he noted that carousel, boy, it was quite expensive.
It sure was. Probably bad timing on my part. It took me 10 years to get the permit, so, you know, 10 years ago, it seemed like a good idea. Today, I don't think anyone would do it today. You know, we're trying to shut down some older facilities.
And of course, the idea of more efficiency, economy of scale helped.
Yeah, and the decision was made because my kids want to continue in the dairy business. And for them to be able to compete, we thought it necessary to build something that's a lot more efficient than the older dairies we have. We're just trying to offset some of that with some labor cost and increase in production by a couple of pounds. But it would be hard to make that decision all over again.
Mendoza said that the cows step on and off of the carousel, but he still needs labor to hook up the milking machine.
That's correct, but we've got two robots that we've installed from day one to take care of the pre-dipping and post-dipping instead of having workers do it.
And soon, robots may be hooking up the milk machines.
That's right. We hope in the future to install robots to actually attach the machines themselves.
And again, Mendoza is already seeing quite a bit of labor savings.
And an increase in production.
And he explains how that increase comes about.
Well, the dairies all freestall, so we can control the climate a little bit better than the older facilities that I have.
And also, he increases some of the efficiencies of the dairy because he grows a lot of his own feed.
We do. We farm over 2,000 acres. So.
And that certainly helps, but it still, it costs money to farm.
Yeah, it does. It costs a lot of money, and now with the lack of water, it's going to really hurt us this year.
And that's because the state of California has had virtually no rain or snow all winter, and the entire agricultural industry is hoping for a miracle March or April. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with Dairy Radio Now.
Thanks, Patrick. Speaking of investing and planning, we're about a month away from the first day of spring and an excellent time to plan your upcoming construction projects. Across the U.S., some are investing in new calf-raising facilities. Dr. Ryan Leiderman is an expert in calf barn ventilation design and says it pays to get it right the first time, especially when pouring concrete.
They're going to not only save money, but help their barns be better as far as air quality. And a lot of them have to do with concrete. And the thing about concrete is if you don't pour it right the first time, it's expensive to do it the second time. So a couple things that people can do. One of the newer ones that has been brought to our attention by the University of Wisconsin, and I have multiple barns that have this installed and it's very successful, is putting drainage under the calf beds. So in individual pens, you would identify your row of penning where the calves are and put a 1-foot trench that's maybe 2 feet wide by a foot or so deep encased in concrete, and then the trenches. And then there would be drain tile placed in there covered with some pea gravel and then 2-inch rock with a very aggressive slope, a slope of 1 inch per linear foot into that trench so that we can really move urine and other liquid waste into that trench, into the drain tile, and then out into a holding tank where it can be pumped and spread on a field. That has really been a beneficial thing for a lot of calf barns. The idea of removing moisture, a calf that's 3 weeks old will make roughly a gallon of liquid waste a day. So if you think about that, it just exemplifies the importance of having drainage under the bed to help wick and move this moisture away from the calf. And what that does from an air quality perspective is we get less ammonia coming through the barn, so the more moisture we can wick away, the less noxious gases that are generated, and the improved air quality and respiratory health for the calf from that standpoint.
That's Dr. Ryan Leiderman from Crystal Creek Natural, based in Wisconsin. And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.